got a new show for y'all.
Got a damn good show.
Jeffree Star. I'm sure y'all know who I'm talking about.
They don't know who you're talking about. They're conservative.
Oh, man.
There's a bunch of Bible thumpers over here. Think they know who the hell Jeffree Star is?
Yeah, everybody knows who that
is. You crazy as hell.
Everybody knows who Jeffree Star is.
Don't nobody know who Jeffree Star is. Everybody
hell.
Know who Kevin Hart is.
Jeffree
Star. Everybody know who Rihanna. But I don't think everybody knows who Jeffree is.
So before this video came out, you didn't know who it was?
Yeah, I knew who he was.
That's my point.
Yeah, we know because we more progressive over here.
No, it's just Jeffree Star is famous.
Yeah, he's famous, yeah.
Yeah. He's got a cosmetic brand. He's
He's
big time.
He doing makeup better than women. Hey, women, y'all need to step y'all game up. These men, they doing it way better than y'all.
Hey, Kel.
What?
But anyway, I guess he's transgender, but I think his pronouns is he, him.
I don't even think
he's trans. He just likes to be...
dress up like a woman.
He's androgynous.
Yeah, that's what he is. He's not... I don't think he's transgender. He's androgynous. Because he still calls himself Jeffree, and he goes by he, him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me just show you the video of what we're talking about. Check it out.
Add into all the other bull. I think.
What other bull?
The they and them.
Yeah.
And all that extra shit that we added during the pandemic because everyone was so bored on their fucking houses. They just started to make up more stuff. Yeah. That's where the conservatives like me because I'm just real.
Yeah, you have a conservative
you're not
vibe
they
to
and
you.
Them. You're trans, you're male or you're female.
And you're standing
and
on that.
Get so mad when I say that. How are you a they? What the fuck does that mean? It's stupid is what it is.
Yeah.
But you need someone like me that looks like me to say it. Because if you say it, it turns into you're homophobic. You hate trans people. You hate gays. And it's just how you feel. You don't hate anyone. You just think it's stupid.
Couldn't have said it no better myself. Either man or woman. That they, them, that is a little out there.
No, I think that...
That non-binary.
Yeah, that...
That they, them. It's a little... It's a bit much.
Let me say something, Kevin.
I'm going to let you say something, but let me do some talking. Do you agree with me? They, them, that non-binary, that's out there.
Yeah.
That's like a turtle. You ain't no damn turtle. You ain't no fish.
Yeah, let me say this. I think the LGBTQ community do themselves a disservice going ahead doing all this pronouns.
Yeah.
And then when you got these people up in school pushing this stuff on kids.
Yeah, they
this actually hurts you more than it helps. You're actually creating... homophobic people out there by doing that crazy shit.
Yeah,
I'm telling you.
Because it's not sane.
Yeah, because y'all used to be like, love who you love.
Yeah.
Now, what is all this crazy shit?
They, them.
This.
I even take it a step further, little Keith. I take it a step further, man. Y'all know he's my little brother, right? We twins. I was born first. That makes him my little brother. Call him little Keith. Look, I even take it a step further. I don't really have anything against transgenders. You know, people say we're homophobic, but I don't care, really. I just think if you're transgender, you should go to the bathroom. You should, your biological sex.
You're still a male. You're still a female. Even though you're living your life.
Yeah. You have the right to dress up as a woman and be the opposite sex all you want. I totally agree with you. This is America. This is a free country. You can do what you want to do.
Yeah.
But as far as, you need to stick to, be grounded in reality. Just because you dress up like a woman doesn't mean you're... a woman.
Yeah, and see, that hurts your movement as well.
Yeah.
But y'all come back with this argument where it affirms my gender. No, it doesn't.
Yeah.
It doesn't affirm shit.
Yeah, chopping your dick off doesn't affirm your gender. It ruins your gender. Because you can keep your mushroom tip and just, be just a better woman,
A better woman. How are you a better woman?
You got some pussy and a dick.
I mean, but if
you'll put, I'm telling you, you'll put these women out of business, man.
Hey, Kev, get serious over here.
All right.
But it's so refreshing to hear this from somebody that looks like her, like she said. I mean,
well, it's not
he. See, I'm so.
Yeah, I'm accustomed to referring to transgender females as her,
I mean,
I'm respectful.
No, you nice.
I'm a nice guy. I'm not going to go out of my way.
Actually too nice.
No. You're not too nice. You just, you treating others how you want to be treated, you know? I'm not, like, if I see a transgender, even if she looks crazy, you can totally tell as a man, I'm not going to go out of my way and call him or he. I ain't trying to bring all that.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to keep the peace.
hey, get the hell out of the woman's bathroom. I'm not going to do that.
Why wouldn't you?
It's not my place.
Not your place, sis. This is what we need more in society, strong men willing to stand up.
No. You know what's going to happen? If it was, like, I could step up and say, hey, get your ass out of that bathroom. Guess what's going to happen? What? All the women that's using the bathroom, they're going to jump on me. They're going to call the cops on me, and guess who's going to jail? The guy that's trying to do the right thing. That's why it's not my place, and I'm not going to do
it. I seen that one video. Well, forget it. It was in California. It was like, it was a spa, remember? And this dude went there, was undressing. This woman just went off.
Yeah.
And there was a bunch of gay dudes. No, that's a woman. Yeah. Get with the times. It's like, it's just.
Yeah.
But if the trans, I mean, the LGBTQ movement, if they had the mentality of Jeffree Star.
Yeah.
I think your movement would go a lot further.
Yeah, you would be. People will accept you, even the Bible thumpers.
Because you're not pushing your lifestyle on anybody. When you start pushing your lifestyle on people, changing the pronouns and how that all that
then
works.
Then you're getting pushing
lifestyle. Then you up in the school pushing this shit on kids.
Yeah, and and at that point, you're forcing people's speech. You're forcing people how to.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You're forcing people how to talk, and people are not with that.
Yeah.
You have freedom of speech in this country, but you don't have the right to force me what to say and what not to say.
And you're not affirming anything when you do that.
Yeah, you just affirming.
I'm just affirming your batshit crazy ideology. That's all I'm doing.
Yeah.